This is Anderson Penn's podcast, episode 390 for Wednesday, April 14th, 2021. This is Brian.
This is Lisa.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So,
hit me with your joke because I think today's a special day.
Today's a special day. Okay, great. Well, you know, Facebook is a wonderful thing. Social media allows you to get in touch with, you know, friends from your past that you don't, you know, your friends from high school and stuff.
Right.
Well, I met up with a friend of mine that I knew in high school.
Okay.
And he apparently went on, he went to university, he got his degree, and then he proceeded on and he got a PhD in palindromic studies. His name is now Dr. Awkward.
You're so cute that you think you're funny.
All right.
Is today Dave's anniversary?
I believe it is.
Wow.
Today?
7 years.
Congratulations, Dave. Thanks for putting up with us. Dave, our manager at the store, top-notch guy. He's really the best. So we've been friends for, now I can actually say decades, so. Well, so this is a follow-up from last week.
Okay.
And I just want to just make this quick announcement.
You have not yet inked it?
I'm going to ink it today. Guaranteed.
Okay. We have it on film.
Twisby Draco. First batch we had sold out within a few hours. We got another batch last week. Actually, it came early. I thought it was going to be Monday this week.
I said Friday, and it was before that.
It actually came on Thursday, so
I know.
We have one more small batch of the Twisby Draco.
That is so pretty. Do you have a fine nib left?
What are you doing?
I'm playing.
You're clicking backwards.
I was capping it. This is really pretty.
I'm
just going to ignore you with the rose gold trim.
Yeah, you want one? We got one.
I just asked. Do you have a fine nib left?
Yes, we do. Absolutely.
It's a little, you know, it really reminds me of some of my old Aurora Optimas.
It does, yeah.
A lot.
It's got the classic kind of medium-sized marbling on it.
Yeah.
That I really like. You know, there's a lot of modern pens that will try to do a marble, but they'll do it in a really big, chunky pattern or something. And I'll grab one for you today and you can have the fine nib.
And let's make a bet on who inks their pen first.
I'm going to ink mine in an hour.
Okay. All right.
Maybe less. So there are more available, they're super cool. So if you wanted one, we have them. You know, we always kind of ridiculously joke about, oh, well, you're going to keep one. You're going to keep one of this. And, you know, and sometimes we do. You know, I did actually keep a Draco. But, you know, sometimes I don't. Like, you know, we had talked earlier about some other brands, and say, oh, are you going to keep one? Yes, I'm going to keep, you know, might grab a Lamy Ion. You know, and we kind of joke about that, but this one.
What?
I'm all in on this one. I'm ready to pay you.
I have that on film. The Sailor 110th Anniversary Pen. There are two of the, I thought I closed that door. There are two different levels of pens. One is the premium, mm-hmm. which is very, very, very limited. And then...
And very, 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 very expensive.
Yes. And then the, what do you want to call it? The regular?
The standard, yep.
110th. The Kurigane and the Kurogane and the Shirogane.
Yes. Very good.
I was practicing. Yes. So the Kurigane is black. And the Shirogane is stainless.
Sterling silver. Sterling silver, yeah.
These are crazy modern.
It's a nice
I'm
departure.
Blown away.
Well, you know, I think a lot of folks, Sailor's been coming up with so many new releases in the last 2 years. And there's a little bit of, what's the word for it? You know, people are, it's like, oh, it's another Sailor. This...
Maybe fatigue.
Fatigue, yeah. A little bit of Sailor fatigue, and we've bantered that about here and there. A lot of pens, but this is not a 1911.
No.
It is not a Pro Gear.
No.
It is not a King of Pen.
No.
It is completely different.
It's crazy different in a really amazing way.
Okay. So what makes it amazing?
It has a clear dome mm-hmm. at the top. finial at the bottom. It's got a different logo. It's got a different trim band.
Right. So these are all using the new Sailor font in the Sailor logo.
Yes.
So the anchor at the top is actually the new, the Sporty Spice version of the...
Of the anchor.
And actually, so it's clipless. It is clipless.
Yes.
I know this is a deal breaker for a lot of people. However, they integrated a roll stop into the top of the cap.
Yeah, very cool.
It's super cool. And it doesn't look awkward. And it just, it's really neat. Special 21 karat nib.
Yes.
This is a full size pen. It's not a standard. It's not a slim. It uses a 21 karat, the full size nib, but it's a special imprint.
Yep.
Special two-tone, 110.
And it's bicolor, yep.
Yep, yep.
It says, since 1911 on it. It's just, everything about it is different and fresh. And don't get me wrong, there is nothing wrong with all of the gorgeous classic Sailor pens. The 1911, classic shape. Everybody does it. So, you know, there's something about it.
This is smart, though.
And the Pro Gears, for those of us who prefer flat ends, great design. But this thing is just
cool. It's
cool.
It's modern. And quite frankly, it's smart that they did it this way, because if they'd have come up with just yet another 1911 or a Pro Gear, I think people would go, well, okay. You know, like the pen of the year came up. It's a 1911. Well, I got a 1911. Do I need this pen?
This one you need.
Now, it's a little more expensive, but it's 110th anniversary. They're limited. They're numbered.
They are. And I believe...
1,100 pieces.
Yes, yes. I was trying to remember where the serial number is.
It's on the bottom.
Yes, on the bottom.
It's on the bottom of the of the barrel.
Just everything about this is carefully thought out, carefully designed. It's different enough to be like, wow, this is cool, but it's still all the classic elements you expect from Sailor.
Yeah, yeah. And did I mention it's serialized? Sailor almost never serializes their pens, their limited editions. This one actually has a number. So let's talk a little bit more about when it's coming. Sailor's anniversary actually is May 27th. So we're looking sometime in the May to June timeframe that this will be released. We will have a very limited number. I think there are a total of maybe 150 of each shirogane or kurogane coming to the United States.
So repeat that.
There's 150 total kurogane and shirogane.
So 150 of each color or 150 pens total?
150 kurogane, and divide that up amongst the four nibs. Extra fine, fine.
Okay.
Medium fine and broad.
And then 150 shirogane,
which is the sterling silver version. So a total of 300 pens, period.
In the
United States, yeah. They come in a nice bamboo box. The sterling comes in a nice protective sleeve. The kurogane's got that cool black finish on it. They're both the same price, which surprised me. I expected the sterling to be a little bit more. And these are coming in around $1,000 street price. So this is kind of in that same Meiji Maru for Pilot's 100th anniversary, same price point.
These are
great. You know, you don't have to be afraid to use these unless you drop pens and then your sterling's going to get dented.
Do you have one of the Meiji Maru?
I don't have a Meiji Maru. I do not.
Okay.
And I didn't get one of the 105th anniversary Sailors, so...
Yeah, you're getting one of these.
Yeah, I have a 90th anniversary, so maybe I should get the 90th and the 110th, and that would be great. So,
and then 130, so we can wait 20 more years.
Well, 125 probably would be a really good one, yeah.
All right.
But anyway, they're neat, very limited. We've got our order in. Whether or not we're going to get it or not, I have no idea.
Yep.
It's exciting. I'm really, really stoked about this. I'm seriously gonna buy this one. I'm gonna give you money for it. Actually, I was gonna bring it here and get you on the camera, but this is unique. Like I say, if it had been a 1911 or even a King of Patterson, you go, well, you know, I don't need that. I've got the 90th.
You know, kind of like when Lamy had their anniversary and it was just a different color, and it wasn't even that different.
Right.
So this is different. This is cool. If you are into any kind of a modern looking, this is just really.
Yeah, and I'm going to warn you right now, the pens are heavy. They're heavier. They're a little bit of a step there. I think it's going to be fine. They're a heavier pen than what you're used to with Sailor. So we'll have to check the weights, but I think one of them comes in at 76 grams or something. I mean, it's a pretty beefy pen, but very neat. So those are coming up. Stay tuned. We have them on the website. You can sign up for back in stock.
There you go.
They're going to be gorgeous.
Esterbrook Gold Rush.
Here it is. Oh, wait, they're shipping this week.
Yes. So the Prospector Black and the Dreamer Purple. These are part of the Diamond Cast, the new versions of the Diamond Cast material. They do a collaboration.
They're pretty. They're real nice.
They're really pretty.
Yeah, that black is cool. You know, they come in the standard size,
mm-hmm.
and they also come in the oversize,
which is very cool.
They're available in all the nibs. So extra fine, fine, medium. Broad, 1.1 stub, or for an extra upcharge, the journaler, which is basically a stub, kind of a medium stub. And they are shipping this week to us. We've got them on pre-sale.
So the distributor already has them, and they're shipping to us, or they're waiting for their stuff?
They are getting it in late this week, and they're shipping it to us. So we'll have it next week to ship out.
Great.
It is a limited edition. Limited run.
You know, anything with sparkle is really cool.
Yeah, they're nice. They're a decent color.
It's a good combination of colors. It's the right amount of sparkle without being, glittery.
It is Gold Rush after all.
I know. Just very, very cool. Esterbrook has done a really, really great job with being very intentional and very... careful with how they're doing things, and I just think that all the different colors, there's nothing that we've had from them gorgeous.
They're all pretty good. So those are coming out soon. You can actually pre-order them now. Both colors, both sizes, all the nibs. Next up, Faber-Castell. So
let's talk sale
until tomorrow the 15th. We have a couple more days left in the Faber-Castell 20% off sale. So that's pretty much all pens and bottled ink. And I brought a few specimens here to talk about because we don't...
Specimens.
We haven't talked about these in a while.
I know.
And we don't give Faber-Castell a ton of love, but they make some really, really fantastic pens.
They do. I'm a big fan of the Ambition. It's a little bit thinner, and I like that in my hand. They post, click down there.
It clicks on, yeah, it snaps on there. Nice, nice,
solid
post. So
when I write enthusiastically, and you're always afraid I'm going to hit you.
You have before.
That was intentional.
Yes, I'm sure.
I like the Ambition. The cool thing about Faber is that every year they come out with a new color.
Yeah, for the Op Art series.
Yes, for the Op Art, which is really great. And then was it last year, the year before, they came out with the leaves?
Yeah, so they did
the
these 3D printed, which is this leaf.
Really
the leaves
cool.
is really great, and it's lightweight. It's super lightweight. Actually, I almost don't need to post it, but a neat pattern. I love it. The Croco's got a little bit of a dark brown.
Yep.
Whereas the leaves is definitely a black.
Yeah.
But
very cool.
A neat pattern, and it's a neat. I think it's a neat way to combine. Somewhat modern technology with the writing history. I think it's really, really cool to finally see that to come out actually on a pen. So from a major manufacturer.
Yes.
Because I know there are some people 3D printing pens and doing all that kind of stuff. But from a major manufacturer, that's pretty super cool.
Yep. Gorgeous, gorgeous ink colors. Some of our favorites are the moss green, the hazelnut brown, the
carbon,
cobalt
carbon
blue.
Black.
Carbon
is the
black
best.
Is a great black.
Yep.
And then the
bottle. Yeah, show the bottle.
Yes. In fact, we had
over the whole bottle here.
The deep sea green is a gorgeous teal. The bottle, I think it looks like a man's cologne bottle or something.
I'm not putting it on.
You love it so much. You love the bottle so much that you turned this into your shellac bottle because it has such a big, wide base.
Yeah, I mean, look at this base. This base is like half an inch thick. It's almost impossible to tip this over. I mean, you tip over the table before you tip this thing over. But yeah, I have converted this for my shellac. Actually, you did it for me. For my shellac for repairs. And it's the best. So if you have an extra one and you do repairs, keep that in mind because all you have to do is take the cap off and then glue a brush on the inside of the cap.
It was very complicated.
And and clean it out and fill it with shellac and you're good to go.
So, a little brush, a little glue.
You drilled a hole in my cap? Anyway, the bottles are great. The colors are fantastic.
Colors are beautiful.
Gulf blue is good. I do like that moss green is great. The deep sea green, another one of my favorites.
All right.
But you know, and I brought in addition to the ambitions, I also brought some emotions. You know, we talk about the looms every once in a while, and everybody's familiar with those. But
this
not,
is cool.
Not everybody's familiar with the emotion. This is a heavy pen. It's all metal, but it has a very unique design. Comes in two colors: the silver
and the black.
Or in the black. I kind of like the silver better because you can actually see some of the highlights better.
The knurling.
The knurling, the lines on the cap here, it gives you a better idea what's really going on with this pen. It has this great clip, and I love clips like this that are intentionally designed to assist in getting in your pocket. That would look great in here, wouldn't
pocketing.
It? That's a ballpoint, though. here's a fountain pen. Look at that. See? One shot.
Movement.
The black one's got a black nib. These are steel nibs. Nice, heavy. Got a nice texture on the barrel.
It's definitely a girthier pen. Definitely a heavier pen.
And it posts really nice. And the weight really balances kind of right in here. So it's a little bit high.
It's a big ass
on
pen.
On the balance, but it's nice. It's short. It doesn't post long. Really, really nice looking pen. The ballpoint is super cool, actually, because...
Except you don't want it in your pocket.
Well, I don't want it in my pocket, yeah. I want a fountain pen there. But you just turn the top.
Yes.
And it comes out, and it has a very nice movement in there. Very smooth in a solid chunk when you get the refill out.
But definitely a very interesting look, a great feel. I love a pen that has a little bit of texture, especially on a metal pen, because if you're writing for a long time or if you grip a little hard... you know, sometimes they can get a little sweaty.
Yeah.
And so this with a little texture is wonderful.
It's a great pen. So Faber-Castell eMotion.
It makes a good weapon.
I'm sure. you still got 2 days to go on that 20% off sale. Faber-Castell doesn't have sales very often. Usually one on Black Friday and sometimes one in the spring.
Yeah.
So
definitely take advantage of it while you can get something on sale.
Yeah, because
big advocate of a
they're,
sale.
They're never on sale. So Faber-Castell through tomorrow the 15th.
Well, Ox Blood.
New Girologio.
Now this is my personal favorite pen case.
The portfolio.
The portfolio. I love that it holds 12 pens. I love how slim it is. And so when I put this in my tote to take back and forth to work. It's not a big, chunky, you know, this is also a 12-pen case.
But it's twice as thick.
Yes.
Yeah.
Some people prefer these. I really love this. It's also got a little pocket here, and so I like to tuck in some business cards, some index cards.
Unfinished love letters to your husband?
Sure. I always finish those.
Oh, okay.
But I just love that I can see the top of everything. And
that's
my personal favorite.
That's the big difference there, right?
Yes.
Because on the portfolio, you're really only going to see the top of the pen. On the standard 12, you're going to see the whole pen,
like
the double loops. This is a 12 in Ox Blood. You'll see the double loops, so you can actually see more of the pen on this one. But if you need something slim, it fits great in a backpack.
This is wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, they're nice.
Now, you have had the Franklin Christoph pen folio, and it is significantly bigger.
It's a 13, and it's got a little bit more space.
And a little bit more bulk.
Yes. Yeah, but I've been using that, and this is basically a copy of that.
Yes. But I love this, so.
Yeah, I've been
really
using
like
one
the
for years.
That's
magnetic
cool.
closure.
Yes, which is wonderful.
We should mention on this... Very, very large pens are pens that have a clip that is attached low on the cap do not fit well. This, the magnetic closure won't close because obviously it has to come over the top.
Right. Now, it is designed to fit a Montblanc 149.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
So it will fit larger pens, but if you have too many that are taller, you can fit one or two, especially if you put them on the outside,
sides or in the middle or something.
But if you've got, you know, 12 oversized tall pens, this may not close properly.
Yeah,
so that is probably the only caveat to this.
But if you got, you know, you used to have, you put all your Progrew Slims in there and they fit perfectly.
Oh, yeah, in my 1911s.
1911s and some larges. Yeah, so that's just the only caveat I like to mention about that one. So we got Oxblood in both 12 sizes. The standard 12 zippered, the 12 portfolio.
In a single,
that's cute. Yep. It's shiny kind of leather, too.
I was just going to say that. The other thing is there's a shiny finish as opposed to the kind of matte or more natural finish on a lot of the other. It's a similar finish to the black.
To the black, yeah.
If you're familiar with the black in their jewelry.
Yeah, and those are very super durable. We've been using the black 48s. I took them to probably over 100 pen shows. And you can tell I've used them, but they
still
really
amazing.
Hold up. And if they hold up to that. So Saddle Tan is more of this natural, soft finish. I've got it in the 12 portfolio. What do you got there, a 4?
I have the 4, the 12 zip.
So this has got a brown.
So the Saddle Tan, the Saddle Brown, is definitely a lighter tan and has more of a distressed finish.
Yeah.
And so I'll make sure that there is a comment about that in the description.
Oh, it's soft, though. It's really soft.
Very.
It's gonna weather interestingly. I think. Yeah. I think these are gonna be really cool.
But they're not scratches. These are not damaged. These are nothing like that. But there is a distressed finish to it, and these are definitely lighter than the Bomber Tan that we have, or Bomber Brown, or anything like that. So these are probably the lightest.
Yeah, they're definitely the lightest
of everything.
Absolutely, yeah.
But pretty color.
Yeah. All right, next up, Bomber Brown.
All right.
So.
I'm confused.
The Bomber has, at least on this portfolio, we've got the plaid lining. So it's a little bit darker.
Okay.
More of a, what would you guess? More of a chocolate?
Yeah, kind of a milk chocolate.
Yeah, yeah. And again, a soft feel to it. You can actually almost feel
almost
that.
Almost velvety. So the other thing is that we have that the Bomber Brown comes in a variety of shades.
Yes.
So
there's a range, apparently.
Yeah. This is Bomber, this is Bomber, and this is Bomber. I'm not quite sure why. But it's just, I guess, dye lots and the tanning process. Yep. And so there will be variation. And I don't know that we will have any control over what comes in.
No.
And so just understand that there will be a bit of a variance in the color.
Yeah, so this one's a little bit darker.
Yeah, as opposed to this.
And this one actually looks a little bit more distressed, even still.
Mm-hmm.
But neat color. Actually, will probably weather just even a little bit better than the Saddle Brown because of the dark color to it. But real nice. So a couple new options for you in Girologio for some leather. If you don't like
black
or brown,
now you have some different.
They've
colors
got some options. This one's going to be really popular. I am going to be so glad when next week comes. I have never be more glad.
It's 2 weeks.
Yes, but my deadline.
Oh, okay.
So we're talking about the Vintage Virtual Pen Show. My deadline is next Tuesday, the 20th.
Oh, to get everything done.
Yes.
Oh.
So whatever's restored by Tuesday morning, the 20th, is all there's going to be.
So he says.
I'm up to about 140 pens that I've restored since we started talking about this. You can't tell. If you knew where the desk sets were, I mean, if you go to the store, you can't tell. I plucked almost 30 desk sets out. So we got another batch this week. I finished up another batch of desk sets. mostly Esterbrook, but some Diplis this time. There's also a double, some stuff that's new in the box, a Parker 51 Vacumatic desk pen, which is cool. That's a super cool pen. And also some 51s we did, 51 backs that we finished up last week. There are a new batch of, another batch of 20 Japanese pens and some really, really cute
These
patterns.
These are just damn adorable.
So a couple things we should mention. Vintage Virtual Pen Show on the 29th of this month, so 2 weeks from tomorrow, we're going to have an in-store event.
Woo.
So all of the local folks or anybody who wants to travel up to our Appleton store, we will have them available for you first.
Yes.
So do stop by or plan to stop by. They will be available from noon until 7 p.m. So we're going to stay open late on that Thursday, the 29th. And I say noon because before noon, well, the store's open at 9:30. Before noon, we've got to get our shipping done.
Yes, and so none of these will be out or available until
I'm literally not gonna take them out of their cases until 11:50, and plunk them on the counter. So in-store event on the 29th, everything will be available, and we also on that day for online folks, we're gonna launch the preview video. So we're going to go through, we're going to chop it up into brands so you don't have to sit and watch the whole thing, but we're going to take 5-10 seconds and just briefly go through every pen so you can get kind of an idea.
Poor Justin has no idea what he's getting into.
You can get an idea of what's going to be available because on Friday the 30th, we are launching them online roughly around 9 a.m.
Central
time, 9 a.m. Central time. They will be available for purchase. Whatever is left over from the event will be available on the website at 9 a.m. on the 30th.
And all of it will be released at the same time.
Yes.
So
yes.
More people will have a fighting chance at something.
Yeah, yes.
But these are all one-offs.
They're one-offs. They're absolutely, okay. Yeah. There's
one of this,
clearly
one of that.
Only one of each. So couple things just to keep in mind. If you can't make it to the store, of course, if you can make it to the store, you know, you're welcome to try the nibs and do everything that you normally would. If you can't make it to the store and you're interested in the event on the 30th, if there's anything else you need that you're gonna bundle in, because keep in mind, we do free shipping over $50, and a lot of these pens, they're not gonna be too much, it's under 50.
Right.
So any pen you buy is gonna qualify for free shipping. So if you needed a notebook, you needed a bottle of ink, you needed something else, make sure you're signed into your account. And if you don't have an account, I highly recommend to do it.
And put all those extras in your cart, because as much as we're going to release, you know, a couple hundred pens and desk sets, they are all onesies.
Yeah.
And so if somebody is also looking at the same pen you are and you put it in your cart and then you go to add your ink and your cartridges and your converter and your notebook, it could be gone by the time you check out.
Yeah, our cart does not hold the inventory. So until the processing goes through,
it's available to anybody.
It's available to anyone. And I know some people really, really want that to happen, but having product taken out of a cart can be problematic. So they're available until they're paid for.
Until somebody, first money.
So get your stuff in. Make sure you're signed in to your AP account, and if there's something you're interested in, definitely check out the video on the 29th. That will give you an idea of what to look for, where to go, which one you're interested in,
and
give you the best chance.
The nice thing with the video is you'll be able to stop and then write down, okay, Parker 21 red set, and have an idea of what you want to search for when it's released on the 30th.
That's my advice. And make sure to sign up for the newsletter because we will send a newsletter out. We usually make things live a few minutes before the newsletter. So, but once you get the newsletter, everything will be ready and raring to go.
Great.
So, all right. Well, I think that's it. Thanks for joining us. Tune in next time for more talk about pens, ink, and paper.
Follow our blog for news, ink reviews, and all sorts of other information.
And check us out on social media as Anderson Pens. Like this video and subscribe to the channel. We'll see you next time.
Bye.